On today's episode of 15 Minute Time Limit, we have AEW Dynamite review. What a great show it was. Almost a pay-per-view worthy. And you should go and watch it. Plus, we have news about Adam Cole's supposedly manager role that was pitched. That's a false. That's fake news. We'll hear about that. Also, a way to promote your feud on social media between Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss, more details about that, and some kind words from me on the whole Big E winning the title and what an amazing thing that was. So let's get to today's episode. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast. All right, let's get right to it. AEW Dynamite review. I can tell you it was one hell of a show. I loved it very, very much. It was a good show. Go watch it for sure. We start off with my boy, Adam Cole, baby, in-ring debut for AEW. Man, the crowd went absolutely wild for him. His match was against Frankie Kazarian, the Elite Hunter. Adam Cole, of course, won it with the last shot. It was great. Good match to, you know, let everyone in AEW know who Adam Cole is if they still don't know. Post-match, we had a story time with Adam Cole, baby. He challenges Christian Cage and the Jurassic Express to a match. I loved when they responded to it backstage how Christian Cage totally burned the soul of Adam Cole with his line, you know, you're used to losing the Wednesday Night Wars, so how about you lose the Friday Night Wars? I felt bad for that line, but Christian Cage is, well, he's Captain Charisma for a reason. I love that line, but I also hated it was directed at Adam Cole, but it was great. Fuego del Sol challenged Miro for Friday night for Rampage. Miro will win most likely. I don't see a lot of hope for Fuego del Sol, but it will be good. Also on Friday we get Lucha Brothers versus Butcher and the Blade. Also in the tape promo, MJF continuing his feud with Brian Pillman Jr. MJF is great on the mic. But that's no secret to no one. I love that he's getting a feud with Pillman Jr. You know, it's kind of like a mid-card, upper mid-card feud and not a main event feud like MJF had. So it's a good time for him to, you know, get away a bit from the spotlight, put some other people over. I'm sure MJF will win the feud, but it's nice to see him go down a bit on the card. Then we had the FTR match against Dante Martin and Matt Sydal. FTR won. It was, you know, FTR are great at tag team wrestling. It was a great tag team match. I loved it a lot. Then we get a whole Malakai Black. Oh, look, here's Rosario Dawson. She's the enemy. She's friends with Cody. She's hosting a show with him. Whoa, and here comes Cody Rhodes. Red back in Malakai Black's face. They brawled through the crowd. I was kind of surprised that they bring Cody back so quickly. But then again, I remember that next week at the AEW Grand Slam, they have a match. So, yeah, it's good to see him on the so-called go-home show. It's funny. It's a go-home show for another Dynamite. But it's a pay-per-view like Dynamite at Arthur Ashe. On the AEW Grand Slam. So Cody's back, and I think his match with Malakai Black will be great. Next up, we have the video package for Bunny versus Anna Jay, which also will be on this week's Rampage. Nice, cute little feud between the ladies. Then we had Dan Lambert with the Man of the Year and American Top Team and Jericho and Hager. I'm not really excited about that, but it makes sense. having Jake Hager and fighting Dan Lambert's team, but we will see them. I don't know, maybe this week's Rampage, next week's Rampage. I'm confused with all the Rampage announcement. Jade Cargill versus Layla Hirsch. Jade is a star, okay? There's no other way to put it. She looks like a star. She acts like a star. All she needs is to wrestle like a star, and she'll be it. She has it. Layla Hirsch is a great wrestler. Legit, Layla Hirsch is a great wrestler. Jade won, which is no surprise because they're building up Jade. She's still undefeated, so I can't wait to see when will her win streak be over. I have a feeling that maybe against Ruby Soho. I don't know if Ruby will beat Britt for the title, but I definitely see Ruby being Jade Cargill's first loss in AEW. Andrade El Idolo with a promo saying why he dumped Chavo and issues a challenge to anyone. Then we have the attack on the special announcer, special ring, host guest, sorry, CM Punk by Team Taz, Hook, and Powerhouse Hobbs, it sounds a little funny. They attacked CM Punk, was doing a guest commentary, and put him through a table, which didn't break because I am the table. Shawn Spears versus Darby Allin was a decent match. I always thought it was made just to have Darby get his momentum back after losing to Punk. But what it also did is build up to a match, because FTR came after it and attacked Darby and Sting, and Tully got involved. Sting took a pile driver, and then Tully trying to remove his paint. It was a good segment setting up a future match. And then we had Bryan Danielson challenging Kenny Omega for a non-title match because he understands how things are going on. Don Callis was amazing, heat magnet as always. And then, Danielson was able to trick Omega into accepting the match against Don Callis' wishes. So, will we get the best belt machine, as Bryan Danielson refers to him? Or will we keep getting stooge Kenny Omega? It's going to be a wild match. And it's going to be on free TV next week at AEW Grand Slam at Arthur Ashe. Wow, it's going to be wild. They faced before in PWG and on the Indies, but wow, it's going to be an amazing match on free TV next week at AEW Grand Slam. After all this excitement, we had a Miro promo. We had a Matt Hardy promo. We had hypes for Rampage and Dynamite Grand Slam. And the Rampage Grand Slam, which will air in 2 weeks, it will be a 2-hour show. The first 2-hour Rampage was also filled. Cole and the Young Bucks, the Super Click versus Jurassic Express and Christian Cage, and Punk versus Hobbs. It's going to be wild on a 2-hour special Rampage. Then we get to the main event of the evening. Eddie Kingston and Jon Moxley beat 2.0 in a result that surprised no one. And then again, with no surprises at all, we had Minoru Suzuki come out. This time, full song heard. No more Suzuki incident. Lance Archer came as well and attacked Eddie Kingston, pulled him from behind. And a massive brawl between Lance Archer and Suzuki versus Moxley and Eddie Kingston, setting up a future tag match between them. I think it was announced already. No announcement on when it will happen, but it will surely happen without any question. And it's going to be a wild, wild, wild match between those four individuals. That sums up AEW Dynamite for this week. It was a very good show. It did a great job of hyping up the Grand Slam next week. Go ahead, watch it. So far, in my opinion, best weekly show of the week, but we still have Impact and SmackDown to look forward to. Great show. Good job, AEW. Let's move on. So here's rumor killer. Sean Rossap quoted an interview with Adam Cole, baby, saying that he never really heard the offer to make him the manager to Keith Lee. Adam Cole said that Vince never came to him and told him in person that's one of the ideas for his main roster character. And then Sean Rossap said that a lot of times ideas are being thrown to gimmicks or stuff for wrestlers, and wrestlers never hear about them because they get scrapped, or it's just an idea that's been thrown around and nothing really that gets to the wrestler himself. So there you have it. Adam Cole says he never in person got the idea of him being a manager to Keith Lee on the main roster, and that settles this whole debate, I think. Also, Meltzer never reported as Adam Cole got pitched to him. I'm sure Meltzer said that it was an idea thrown around, but Meltzer never ever reported that it was actually offered to Adam Cole. Bye-bye. So that's about it. That's the clarification on the whole situation. This next thing is not a joke. It's something real. Charlotte Flair will face Alexa Bliss at Extreme Rules. Charlotte posted a picture of her in a bikini on her Instagram page. Looking great, of course. And then Alexa Bliss thought, I might, hype up the feud on Instagram as well. And she posted a photo of the Charlie doll in a towel by the pool. I find it very hilarious. I like that, mostly the women do that, but men do that as well sometimes, to make the feud go on social media. It's a nice touch. So that's it. This is a real thing that happened yesterday. Before I finish, I just want to say I just love seeing the amount of love that Big E gets for his title win from throughout the wrestling world and throughout every promotion and every fan. It's so great to see. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel that wrestling world has a bright future ahead, and the wrestling community is a great community. Big E even said he got a text from Ric Flair congratulating him. It's wild. Ric Flair, maybe the greatest wrestler of all time, texting you, congratulating you on your win. So it's great. It makes my heart warm. Congratulations, Big E. You fully deserve it. And I hope Big E's title run will be as great as his win. I just wanted to say it before we finish off this episode. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends. Let everyone know about it. Go to linktree.com/15minutetimelimit. That's linktr.ee/15minutetimelimit to find out where you can hear us and all the social media. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.